Hello and welcome to the All Night Gamers podcast. Hi, hello, hi. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the show, episode 206. It has been very cold, and as soon as it stopped being freezing cold, it's been wet. So things have been great here. I haven't done
anything. So we're out of hot chocolate at work for that exact reason.
Oh, bro, I've been actually drinking hot chocolate. I never drink hot chocolate like just at my house. I'll get some like if I'm at a thing. But I've never just really drank it at home. But I have been, like, the past week, I've had 2 cups of it. It's weird.
It's just nice. It makes your
taste good. It's, I mean, it also is, you know, chocolate and warm.
That too, yeah.
Very delicious. Even the powdered. I actually made it with milk the first time, and I almost couldn't finish it because it was kind of rich. But yeah, how are you boys doing? How are we doing this week?
Doing good.
Okay.
Oh, well, pretty good. Almost done with school.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's finals time.
Work won't schedule me, so I have to keep picking up.
Why won't they schedule you?
I don't know.
Your guess is as good as ours.
I see. It's one of them situations. All right. Well, let's get into it. Should be a little bit of a shorter episode this week. Game Awards are this coming Thursday. Please come back next week. We'll be discussing them in detail, as we usually do. Very excited to see what comes out of that. I think it's going to be a good show. I think it's also going to be stupidly annoying and full of ads, but...
Yep.
It always is.
Hey, we'll complain about it next week.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, we'll definitely complain about the ads.
Why won't you focus more on the awards?
Because that's not what makes money.
The same complaints as we do every year.
Yeah, so excited. So yeah, be sure to tune in next week. The FTC is sending refund payments to consumers impacted by Epic Games' unlawful billing practices. So everyone that's played Fortnite, I guess, is gonna get 80 cents.
Let's go.
Why? Wait, I didn't hear about this. What?
You probably
what are the unlawful billing practices.
I actually have no idea if you can believe that because I don't look into anything. Sending over $72 million in refunds to consumers as a part of a December 2022 settlement with Epic Games. The settlement revolved the FTC's allegations that the Epic Games store constrict consumers into making unwanted purchases.
Hell yeah, bro.
Huge.
The average payment is actually around $114.
Man, Fortnite was an unwanted payment.
Money,
do I get
right?
all of Fortnite refunded?
Yeah, Cooper is for sure affected by that. Probably Kyle is too.
I am, but...
Yeah.
Like, the rest of us won't be, because I think we've all got Epic accounts, but we don't use them.
Dude, the last time I remembered my Epic account even, like, doing anything, it was...
Act.
Someone was trying to get into my account, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
So, wait, I get a refund now? Just because? Or...
You probably had to sign up for something that was not made very widely
intentionally
discussed. Yeah, so they don't have to pay as much money. That's how that works. So you probably missed the boat. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. That's how the game goes.
True.
Let's see. Black Ops 6 Zombies actors quit over lack of AI protection. Actually, I was talking about this with my buddy a couple of nights ago when I was at his place watching football. We were talking about it. He doesn't think that the actors are gonna win this fight. In the long term?
I mean,
probably not.
Probably not. Yeah,
probably not.
It's really unfortunate.
But, they're going up against basically the entire industry.
Yeah, I don't really know how you win a fight like that. Well,
no, legit.
I don't know. And let's see, lastly, man, quick opening thoughts. Former PlayStation boss says you're not going to see another PS1 to PS2 jump in performance and believes we're nearing a point where the console becomes irrelevant. Thank God.
Because y'all all keep putting your console games on PC. It's not that consoles will be irrelevant, and I still think PCs are too expensive.
I don't know if he means the console becomes irrelevant. I think he means the platform becomes irrelevant. Because today we have consoles that are PCs.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like,
I think that's why Nintendo's worked so hard on trying to be innovative, though, than just keeping the same controller for 5 generations.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You either like it or you don't. But I don't think that you have to have new hardware to be innovative, or like innovative hardware to make innovative games. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of classic games that are, you know, very innovative for their time. And that's, you know, an hardware that we basically have in our phones now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not that I've really seen anything innovative in the mobile market.
No. But it is pretty crazy. It's like, our phones have more, like, technology than, like, what they use to send, like,
astronauts to the moon.
Yeah, we're gonna see the moon. Yeah.
A lot of the comments on this thread are talking about either Nintendo won't fall like this, or the other big one is, well, we won't see games advance, but we'll see AI. Imagine generative missions. And I'm just like,
that is wild.
They're just gonna give you the same stupid missions. They're just gonna be written by AI. Can you go get me 5 pieces of wood?
I don't know. It's upsetting.
I don't like
what people think. What we'll see from AI is not what we'll actually see.
No, oh, definitely not.
Especially because the biggest problem that people point out with AI is that AI can't keep up with the story. It eventually loses the plot.
I mean, yeah, that makes
we haven't.
Sense.
I mean, not a while, but I still play the game. So.
We just haven't made a big enough mega machine yet.
You're so right.
We need to create something that requires something on the scale of a planet in terms of energy. And then it can just do whatever we want.
We're going to colonize Mars so that we can have better AI.
Colonize it or turn it into fuel?
I'm doing that, actually.
Both. We have to have someone there to make it fuel in the first place.
True. Anyway. Okay, well, let's move right into Collector's Corner. I've definitely got a long one. I think Kyle is pretty stacked, too. Let's see who's we got. Spin the wheel. It's the weekly segment where we talk about games been playing, games been buying, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper, you up first.
Let's go. The GOATs.
Trash, yeah. Trash, rigged,
yeah, I feel like I keep
rigged garbage.
Yeah, I feel like it is kind of rigged, not gonna lie.
Cooper's a cheater.
Bro must have made it himself. I did, actually. I went over to Grant's PC. I traveled all the way just to rig it. Don't worry, guys. But you don't have to go to Grant's PC.
It.
Just go to wheelspin.io headquarters.
Wheelofnames.com is specifically my drug dealer of choice.
There you go. Alright, go ahead, Coop.
Alright, so I've been playing a little bit of games. I've been playing Minecraft. You know, sped around the game, beat it a couple times, you know. Nah, I'm playing it slow, playing it with the gang.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll have fun.
Yeah. I can't think of the word. It's not spoiler warning, but I don't know. Hint, hint at future.
Game of the week.
Oh, for
sure. Yeah, game of the week. It's gonna be Minecraft. We're running a server right now. Maybe it would be fun to do like a docuseries. And by docuseries, I mean like we do it as the game of the week for a couple weeks, and each week we talk about everything we've done on the server.
I like that
idea,
actually.
Ooh, that's fun. Yeah.
That sounds fire. Yeah.
And then we'll
so like every like couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe like next week we can talk about it, and then if we keep playing for another couple weeks, we'll talk about it again. Just like see what we've done. That'd be fun.
I like that. Ooh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
Goated idea. Approved.
Approved.
I've been playing a little bit of Civ. I actually got into it. It's really fun. I just haven't
and
been
then
playing
we started
a
Minecraft.
Lot of it. I was gonna say I haven't been playing a lot of it because of Minecraft. So now I hate Civ again. Terrible game. Bad game.
Crazy. Crazy.
Stupid baby game.
Literally, Cameron gets me. If nobody got me, I know Cameron got me. Let's see. I haven't been playing like too much though, to be honest. I played Scare Ritual with one of my buddies last night.
Scare Ritual?
Yeah, SKER Ritual. It's pretty fun. It reminded me a lot of like COD Zombies. So it's just really fun. It was just
never met her.
Do what?
I said I've never met her.
Oh yeah, we could change that.
Damn.
You say haven't tried to meet up with this friend all semester.
Yeah, literally, like, cause I hit him up. I think sometime, yeah, like, not too, like, couple, like, several months ago, and like, literally, it just kept clashing. It's like, bro. So yeah, finally got to play with him. It was a lot of fun. But no, Scare Ritual is really fun. That's the first time I got to play it. It seems to have like a full in-depth story. I don't know much about it, but probably will be playing more of it for sure.
Sweet.
And then I played a little bit of Game of the Week. I've already like played through Game of the Week though, so yeah. Didn't have to play much.
Yeah.
Just a quick refresher. Yeah, pretty chill. I want to be done with the school, so
almost there, bud.
Exactly. Thursday this week we're done, so I'm excited.
Yeah. And then Game Awards, it's like study but worse.
No, dude, that's not a reward, bro. That's a punishment.
Bro, I'm finna be sick.
That's crazy.
I'm sick next week, guys. Pull a Cooper. Pull a Cooper and be sick next week.
Got him.
Oh, that's crazy. All right. Yeah, pretty chill week overall.
For real.
All right. Spin the wheel. Who's up next? Cameron, you're up.
I'm up.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
no, dude. It was almost me, too. It was a shame.
Dude.
Okay.
I hate this game.
Oh, my gosh. So I've been playing Minecraft. I have played way too much Minecraft. Great, it's fogging up in the chat. But even with all the Minecraft I played, considering what was it? I think either yesterday, whatever day we got on Grant, I basically didn't stop for 8 hours.
That was Saturday, because I played some in the morning and took a lunch
break. Then I stopped slightly, and then got bucked down until 4 a.m., so I basically played for 12 hours on Saturday.
Minecraft's fun, though, so.
It's addicting, is what it is.
I kept getting distracted by things I wanted to do, honestly.
Dude, literally, like, last night, Cameron It was like one your time?
I wanted to stop at 1. Didn't stop until 2:30.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't get off for dinner until Chelsea was like, "Let's go, dude. Stop."
Literally.
Yeah. It's
the brain rot.
I think what it actually comes down to is Minecraft doesn't have a stopping point.
No,
that
just,
is.
Yeah, you just go until
you just
feel like
going
stopping.
until your brain stops getting dopamine long enough to go, "Oh, I should stop and do something."
Do yeah. life.
I haven't stood up in 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but I did stop my Minecraft binge long enough to finish Phoenix Wright: Spirit of Justice. So I have finished every.
Yay, not Minecraft! Yay.
Crazy. I've completed every Ace Attorney game that is on the Switch.
Finally, man.
Yeah,
you made
it. 7 months. I played a bit of Yoshi's Island, and then I played the Game of the Week. I'm actually making decent progress in it. I just never know where anything actually is, so I don't. I don't actually know where I need to grab things at.
That is part of it sometimes.
For real. Let's see. I think I played a little bit of Donkey Kong Country 3. I don't know if I'm going to finish that.
Yeah, it's not as good as 2.
Yeah, I just kind of... I want to finish it, but just because I've already started it, but I'm like... I don't like the art style as much. And my brain goes, no.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's mostly it. I've just been on a massive Minecraft binge. It's almost like last year when I got Pikmin 4 and I just played it, you know, the whole way through. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's the whole reason we did this, was to have a good binge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I think that's about it. I will have some thoughts on the Game of the Week. For sure.
Alright, well, spin the wheel. Who's up next? Alex, you're up.
Cool. Minecraft, obviously. I've played a bit of Infinity Nikki, which is the little stylus open world game that Shoney showed off like months ago. It's free to play. I opened Marvel Rivals. I didn't play it though. I haven't played around. I think we should play it. It's 6-on-6.
Interesting.
Is that the
And it's free.
The Overwatch clone?
Overwatch, but Minecraft.
It's closer to Paladins from what I've heard.
A MOBA? Or
no,
Paladins
is still
like
basically
Overwatch, but it's
either.
Not.
Paladins is Overwatch, but
okay.
Better.
Nah, who makes Paladins? Someone. It's not Blizzard. It's someone else.
Isn't that? Is it also made by
It is made
League?
Not the same team.
High res,
yes. It's high res Overwatch basically.
Yeah.
Same people that make Smite and a whole bunch of other
That's right.
Kinda shitty games. They're not shitty, but I don't like
them. Not a fan.
Isn't
it like very freemium though? Marvel Rivals?
Mm-hmm.
Marvel
yes.
Rivals? Yeah, it's like very freemium.
But it has Jeff the Land Shark, so it doesn't matter.
That's crazy.
But you can play any hero. So it's better than like Overwatch, where it's like, you gotta earn the hero.
No, Overwatch, I don't know, they might have changed it since the last time I played, but they... made you like pay for the heroes. You had to like pay for the battle pass and then like play a certain amount. That's what I'm saying. Like you had to play a certain amount through the battle pass and then you could finally unlock the hero. And then if you don't do it during the battle pass, then you have to, like these long ass quests that you have to do in order to get them. It's cringe.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in Marvel Rivals, and this is confirmed by the guy in charge, then all the heroes will be playable. They're not gonna make you try to work just to play a different character, which means you're not gonna play the different character.
You're just gonna stick with what you know. Yeah. That's good, though. But maybe we can do it as a game of the week sometime when you get a better laptop.
Well, then, isn't it cross-play? It's not cross-save yet.
I don't know if it's cross-play or not. I didn't think it was.
I'm not looking for cross-play yet.
Well,
yeah, the game's cross. The game is
cross platform.
Yeah, it's not. So it is cross play, but you can't do ranked on cross play.
Oh, no.
But it's not cross progression.
Oh, no, I can't do ranked. How awful. Whatever will I do without my ranked?
I don't think I was planning on doing it anyway, but.
You mean I can't play with a bunch of sweats? That's crazy. I can't. Oh, man. Whatever will I do?
You're going to have a great time. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
And then a little bit of metaphor, but not much. I don't know. I've just been out of it this week.
Can't judge you for that. I'd be like that sometimes. All right, well, who's going to go last? Kyle, baby! That's right, I'm up.
Damn it!
Let's go. I feel like I think I've come in second to last, like three out of the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It keeps happening.
I think that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better than coming in last, ain't it? Like you used to.
Yeah, it really is.
Kyle is now... Now has the second most times gone last.
Who's first?
Yeah, that sounds
you.
You. It's always you.
I'm first in every category.
That's crazy.
Okay, so this is a Steam Deck. I am very upset that I did not get this thing when it came out.
It is
worth what they ask you for. At least this model. I don't know about the OLED. It only has Wi-Fi 5, but it still downloads like 500 megs. So that's fine. And like, you're not constantly downloading stuff. And also it does online play just fine with whatever you need.
Yeah, that's what you're doing right now, Anna.
Yeah, I'm literally playing Minecraft on this thing. You do have to download like a mod because Java does not support controller. But it's very easy. There's like a launcher that you can just download and log into and then just select the controllable mod and it works instantly. And it's full Java Minecraft with controller. Where do I begin? This device is incredible. The flexibility you gain from literally it being a Linux computer is incredible, and it's not like scary command line Linux. There's a full GUI, there's a full OS. Steam OS is very user friendly. It's not that hard to get around. I really like that the USB-C is on the top. You can plug any adapter into it to get HDMI, Ethernet, USB, whatever you want. You can literally make this into a full computer if you wanted. Like, you could do your taxes on this thing. There's a whole desktop and everything. That's actually what you use to install a bunch of stuff. The gaming mode's great. You can, like, cap your frame rate. You can throttle your power on like your processors to save battery and stuff. It's super flexible. It's all built into the OS.
That sounds amazing.
There's like full developer mode. The screen is great. This is not the OLED one, but the screen is perfectly fine. I don't have any issue with it at all. I think it looks fantastic. It's a decent resolution. The controls are perfect. The D-pad being where it is on this thing, it looks weird the first time you see it, but once you hold it, it makes sense. It's kind of like the Wii U gamepad.
Except it has enough power for people to warrant even with the D-pad.
Yes. There is custom firmware for basically everything and anything you can think of. I've got an emulator set up on here that basically turns it into a full like RetroPie kind of thing. I've got a menu. I could scroll through systems. It can do... I've literally got Breath of the Wild on here. It doesn't run super well. I do have to cap it at 30 FPS. So it's not really much better than playing on a Switch. It's a little better, but not by much. And it also does eat the battery life. The battery life, if you're playing a strong game, is literally 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Right now in Minecraft, I'm drawing only like 6 watts. So I've got over 5 hours of battery left to play Minecraft, and I'm only at 80%.
That's cool.
So, you know, it does better than you think it is most of the time. And when it really performs poorly, you were probably already anticipating it performing poorly. Emulating Wii U and Forza Horizon 5 are the biggest things that kill it. They're pretty obvious. It's not a super powerful computer. If you think about it as a tower, it's like a low end gaming PC. Things have to run on low settings if you want 60 FPS. And some games you still can't hit that on. Forza 5, I can only hit 40 FPS at low settings. Minecraft is 60. Most things are 60 at low settings. The trackpads feel great. It's super comfortable. It's not super heavy, so it does not get exhausting to hold it. It is beefy, though. I mean, like, compared to a Switch, this thing is a chonky boy. You know, like, if you have a backpack, it fits fine in a backpack, but
it's not going to fit in your...
It's not going to fit in, like, a shoulder bag, unless it's a big shoulder bag that is, like, made for this thing. Like, if you have a case for a Switch, that's useless. Luckily, it comes with a case, which is nice.
Love when that happens.
And it's a solid case. I like it. And also, I ordered one that's on the way. It's like a silicone wrap back, and then the front cover is hard plastic. It like clips onto it to protect the screen and the joysticks. So it's literally the case is just like a Steam Deck with a little bit thicker case on it.
Quality.
So it keeps it, you know, pretty low profile. Triggers feel great. Sticks feel great. There's haptics in the... trackpads, so they're really easy to use as a trackpad. It's very intuitive. I can't say enough good things about this. I genuinely am upset that I didn't jump ship from Switch for multi-platform games when the Steam Deck came out, because this is what I want. It like literally
steal.
Like
it
now
like absolute steal.
Like my Switch just being a Nintendo box instead of a everything box is way better in my head, because everything I've played on here that I've also played on Switch has been at least the same experience, but usually a better experience. It's a little less portable is the only really thing I think you're trading off.
But the trade-off to the slightly less portability is that you know
better.
Your saves are going to be
you get a
backup.
You get a full computer. So you have full flexibility to do whatever you want. There's no restrictions. It's open source OS. It's freaking Linux. And PC people are nuts. There's all sorts of things you can download for this device. There's literally software that's like just made to transfer files between PCs that you can use perfectly fine. I use that to transfer all my ROMs from here to the Steam Deck. What other cool stuff have I done on here? I love how customizable everything is in SteamOS. The performance settings I was talking about, where you set your FPS limit and whatnot, You can set that profile on a per game level. It will remember those settings per game if you want.
Wow.
Or it'll just use. You also have global settings that you can change at any time that limits everything.
That's crazy.
You can manually control the GPU clock in here. You can disable frame limits. You can pull up all sorts of performance information. There's four different levels of display. The one I've got on right now is like a top little bar. Those numbers at the top. That's all like utilization, FPS, battery life, estimated playtime remaining. But there's one that'll show you like the clock on every core in the GPU. It takes up like half the screen, but it will show you everything if you care.
That's pretty sick, actually.
It's got full controller support for Bluetooth. And the build quality is great. The only thing I can complain about is that this is a computer. So you do have to deal with computer BS sometimes. Sometimes things crash. Sometimes things don't work. Sometimes you have to reinstall stuff. It's not very frequent, but, you know, like, it's a computer. Sometimes weird things happen with PC games and installations and stuff.
Yeah,
and, like, you have to configure mods and configure settings that aren't, and they're not always clear how to get to settings menus. There's, like, hotkeys that aren't always made very clear. So, like, if you're not a power user or someone that is willing to learn to do that stuff, it's probably going to be a not fun experience getting everything set up.
But that's not who they're going after anyways.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my one complaint. Is like games. Trying to get things to work the first time is usually a pain in the ass. But now that I've been through that and I've got all my ROMs on here that I want and I've got Minecraft on here and I've got it's seamless. Steam cloud saves work to perfection. Everything performs super well. I haven't had any issues carrying it around. If it's nice into my bag. So there you go. I know a couple of you guys were talking about really wanting one. I can fully give a seal of approval on the purchase of one of these. I don't know about the OLED. I don't know if the OLED model is worth the money or not. It probably is. 2 hours does kind of suck. But, you know, that's only if you're playing super high performance games. And it's not that often that you're away from a plug for that long. I don't know. It's kind of like the Switch when it first came out. The Switch original was like 2.5 hour battery life, 3 hour battery life.
Yeah, but that's because Zelda was one of the...
Yeah, so it's the same thing. Like, yeah, that's not great, but even back then, you know, 7 years ago, it wasn't like how many times are you going to be playing a game for more than 3 hours and you're not going to be somewhere with a battery? Like, if you're going to be somewhere that long, you already knew and you probably have a battery bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or you're not playing a game that intensive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's so.
Like, if you're playing a game that intensive and you didn't bring any sort of...
That's on you at that point.
Battery pack,
like,
yeah.
So, what have I been playing? I've been playing a lot on this Steam Deck. I've played Breath of the Wild. I've played Crash Bandicoot, The Wrath of Cortex, and MX Superfly for PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2 emulation is flawless on this thing. It is fantastic. Really, all the emulation that's not Wii U has been flawless for me so far. I've played a little bit of a couple... I think I played like 5 minutes of Wind Waker and a couple minutes of like Super Mario World, just testing out the emulators. I played American Truck Simulator both on the rig and on Steam Deck.
I definitely saw that, yeah.
You
kept having to close out and reopen and close out and reopen.
Yeah. Stuff like that. The sometimes Steam controller settings will also save with the game. So, like, booting up American Truck Simulator on my Steam Deck was kind of confusing for the first little bit because it still had all my settings from the rig, so I had to like reconfigure it for a controller again. That's the stuff I'm complaining about, is like that. If you don't really care about it or already know what you're doing, it's frustrating. So I've played Forza Horizon 4, Forza Horizon 5, Pinball Spire, Balatro. Touchscreen works pretty well on this too for stuff like that. Nice. One Finger Death Punch, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, a little bit of Doom. Crazy Taxi is verified, but crashes. That's the one game
I did see you playing Crazy Taxi.
I didn't play it. I booted it, but it doesn't work on Steam Deck anyway.
Trying to play it, I guess.
Yeah. Space Channel 5, I tried that out. That's a weird rhythm game. Lego Indiana Jones, I played for a few minutes.
I love that game.
Basically, you were trying to give yourself a wide range of titles.
I basically tried out most everything once. Yeah, that was unique. All the emulators, all the heavy hitter games I wanted to try. Oh, Doom. I tried that. That runs pretty well. It is low settings again, but it does hold 60 FPS, so I'm okay with that.
So what's your next target? Trying to move your Switch saves over somehow?
Yes, so I got a jig in today for hacking OG switches. If I can easily get some other save data like Dave the Diver and some other stuff, then I will. My only goal is Stardew. That's my golden hen. I need that save data. I don't really care if I get anything else. So that's step one. We'll see how I do with hacking a Switch. I want to try to do it to where that thing doesn't connect to the internet at any point while I'm hacking it. It's apparently it's very safe to not screw up your Nintendo account, but I would rather take precaution.
You kind of have a lot connected to that.
Be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Be safe than sorry.
But I did get that jig in today, so my project this weekend is going to be to get that saved data off there and see if I can make it work. We will see.
Hell yeah.
I played a lot of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Everybody on the server.
Yeah,
we definitely did not start playing at lunch. That would be wrong.
Nah. That's about it. I really haven't touched much of it. Oh no, I have. I have replaced my copy of Pokemon White 2.
I did ask you about that.
Yeah. And now I have played that again. I'm about to fight the first gym badge. I got through all the story up to that point. So I'm going with Snivy. So I am doing that. That's been my only...
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Mario Kart 7.
Massive Snivy moment.
Because Mario Kart 7 on the original 3DS continues to be a crazy good experience that doesn't make sense and it shouldn't be as good as it is. But I'm kind of really enjoying it. And basketball, we lost to Duke. We beat the Spider-Man team. And somehow we stayed at number 2. I don't know why. Kyle, finish us out.
All right, well, let me log Minecraft real quick. Okay, and turn on camera.
Ooh. Face reveal.
Obviously, I've been playing Minecraft with everybody else. I have also been playing Civ, because I love Civ, and I can never get enough of that game. I'm super hyped for Civ 7. I was talking, what is that?
Deep Slate.
That's a ton of Deep Slate. Yeah, I need some of that, actually.
Please take it. Anyway.
I was talking to my parents. They asked me what I wanted for Christmas. I said, I don't know what I want for Christmas, but I know what I want for my birthday. I want the Founders Edition Civ 7. It's $120, and it has X and X and X. And they were like, okay, well, wait till February. I said, yes, ma'am. I've got that on lock. I cannot wait. Now I'm counting down the minutes till I get Civ 7. I looked up like a little tiny tidbit of where someone was talking about their experience getting to play Civ 7 early, and they said it looks very promising. So I'm super excited. And then me and one of my buddies went to Books A Million this week, and you know, I'm a huge nerd, so of course we went inside, went straight to the D&D section and all the, you know, tabletop role-playing stuff. And he's not going to be in town for Christmas, so we went ahead and exchanged gifts that night. And he got this for me.
Ooh.
Which is like, it's like a
chalice.
Yeah, but it's got dragon. It's like a chalice, and it's got dragons etched into it on the sides. Yeah. It's got like these little like plastic rubies. I don't know if they're like plastic or glass. They feel like they're plastic, but I don't know. They might be glass. And the whole thing, I think is like wood, maybe just a very hard, durable plastic. And it's got a metal, like stainless steel cup, so you can put hot and cold beverages both inside, and it'll keep it temperature regulated for you. So very cool. I'm very thankful for that. I love it. And he also, as all of y'all know, I love to cook.
Really?
And in D&D, there is a thing called the Deck of Many Things. It's a magic item.
Yep.
He got me the Deck of Many Morsels. So
D&D cookbook?
I just dropped that on my desk. Yeah, but it's a D&D cookbook in the form of a deck of cards. So it gives you a whole deck of recipe cards that thick. And it this isn't just like food. It also has certain ones are like libations as well. So this one is like butternut beer, or you know, an Elverquist, whatever. And they're all themed around a sort of fantasy and or D&D sort of vibe. So it's pretty sick. I haven't made anything out of it yet. I'm planning to do so once I am done with school, which will be on Wednesday. I'm planning to go and get some materials from the store and make some stuff. And then the last thing, and the most, in my opinion, the coolest, because I really needed this, and it is $50, so I'm really glad I don't have to actually buy it, is the brand new 50th anniversary 2024 edition Player's Handbook. Has all of the updated rules for 5e, including new class and race options, and super hype about that.
I know a lot of the changes they've done in the new 5e.
Yeah, I've been looking at it too, but
DC
I don't.
He is dumb.
Huh?
Like the max 30.
Oh yeah. Well, that's, you can still change that depending on your DM. But yeah, I am extremely excited about that. Diva, you are blocking the camera. What are you doing? Come here.
Hilarious.
But yeah, that's and I've also, I made a, oh, actually, I bought the video game version of Call of Cthulhu this morning. I have not opened it up yet, but I've been on a huge Call of Cthulhu kick. I'm itching to play with some people. I really want to play some Call of Cthulhu because I love Lovecraftian mythos. I love that sort of like, you know, late 80s, early 90s noir style gameplay, and I really want to play it. So and then I remembered this morning, I was like, isn't there a video game for it? And it's not exactly what I was thinking, but it is like a, you know, mystery noir sort of quote unquote horror game, so I'm extremely excited about that as well. Getting into that probably once we finish up Minecraft. But yeah, I played Game of the Week. What else did I play? I don't think I played anything else. I think that's it. I'm super happy to hear that the Steam Deck is good, because I'm definitely going to be looking at that, maybe. It seems very nice. That's
yeah,
about all I got.
Definitely can vouch for it. Sweet. All right. So with that, let's move into Game of the Week, Download Station. Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo. Objectively the best Mario game. I will not be taking any opinions, thanks. Such a good game, man. I can't even count how many times I've beaten that game. I play it so much. It's so good.
Yeah, that's
very
why I was
fun.
Like,
very lots of good hidden secrets. I don't like the blue boss fight. Where you need to use the blocks to beat them.
You don't like the what?
In one of the mansions.
Oh, where you have to throw the blocks up, you mean?
Yeah. There's a massive boo you can fight, optional. You don't have to do it, but it gives you a secret route out.
Mm.
There's also just a lot of, like, interesting tech you can do, because this game is just so good.
Dude's...
Yeah, the platforming is crisp, the music is great, secrets are good, challenges plentiful.
There's a reason why, like, it's always, like, my favorite one to do with, like, Mario Maker levels was always this.
That's because
the
physics of
Mario Maker
are, like, amazing.
You know,
yeah,
the physics and like the tech is so much. Just my favorite.
Like I'm trying to get to one of the secrets in the cave, the first cave, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not trying. I'm trying to do it before I get the blue bricks.
Mm.
Bye, bye, Yoshi.
Yes, that's possible. Difficult.
Well, I just did it, so it took me forever to realize that all I had to do was take the little trampoline thing and I'd be able to pull it off. Yeah, because it's the one for Star Road.
Okay, yeah, you don't need the bricks. The bricks are just nice.
The bricks just make it easy, but who needs bricks when you have Yoshi? No, it's a really solid game, and since we were talking about it so much last week in comparison to Yoshi's Island, you know, got to play both of them.
It's better, in my opinion, significantly, but it's also because I just didn't like the way that Yoshi's Island controlled.
I mean, considering Yoshi's Island is technically-ish a sequel, it is insane how differently they control. Like,
yeah.
I would not want to be trying to play them simultaneously, that's for sure.
Yeah.
No, way different play styles.
But it's, yeah, no, I've had a lot of fun with it. This is one of those games that I remember, you know, playing in our childhood. Because Grant would always fucking steal the health. No, wait, that was Super Mario 3.
Oh, yeah, the life. Yeah, I remember that, dude. That's hilarious. I haven't thought about that in forever.
But it's like, we'd do that, and then we'd switch over to this, well, Grant was playing, or we'd play, and it's just I like a lot of the games from when we were growing up. This just has a lot of memories for me. I'm bad at it. I will fully admit that, but...
Yeah, I was bad at Yoshi's Island. I'm actually good at this one, though.
I never remember where any of those secrets are.
Normal Mario World I got unlocked, but I can't do Yoshi's Island.
Still can't punk kick.
Still can't what?
Still can't what punk kick Baby Mario.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Trash game. Trash game.
Cooper, there's no game where you can punk kick Baby Mario.
You'll see.
Trash series.
All games are trash, actually, because I can't punk kick the baby.
Exactly. Now, if you have on the show,
I just got put on a list, dude.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I did not say that.
No, we said it for you in your read. So.
All right.
If you have NSO and you somehow haven't played Super Mario World, change that.
Definitely play it. It's fun.
Agreed. Okay, get straight into the tidbits then. Itch.io got taken down.
Yeah.
Wait, what did?
It has been taken down by Funko because they used some, quote, AI-powered brand protection software that created some bogus phishing report to our registrar.
Yeah. Oh, I think it got fixed, though.
It is fixed. Yes, it's back up.
That's good. Because I saw that last night, but then I hadn't seen anything else about it.
I'm surprised we didn't declare a state of emergency. It seems like that's kind of a big deal.
I don't even know what it is, so clearly it wasn't that big of a deal.
This AI-powered future fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I am tired of the AI-powered future. Please stop.
No, for real.
Infinity Nikki reaches 10 million downloads worldwide. What is that?
That's that game Alex was talking about.
Oh. Free-to-play adventure game with dress-up elements.
Yeah, that's the booba game he was playing instead of getting on Minecraft that one day.
That's so true.
All the screenshots I'm seeing on Google aren't super booba.
I don't know. I just hear dress up talking about a game.
I mean, that's what I thought too, but I usually go to the images to confirm, and this does actually look reasonable.
It looks like a game.
Surprising. I put it like.
I mean, it's a bunch of anime women, but they're not.
And I immediately think.
They're not super lewd. Well, that one's kind of lewd. But
I guess it just depends then.
Most of these seem actually, yeah, not that normal. Suspect.
Yeah.
You pass for now. Marvel Rivals has 10 million players already.
Dang.
That's kind of surprising.
3 games.
Yeah,
I mean, but still. Even free games, I would expect them to not have
that kind of
10 million basically right after launch, even with the beta. I mean, I know the beta did well, but there was still, like, several of my friends that played it still had, like, pretty big complaints about it. But it's good for them that it's doing well.
Yeah.
Hunter Cross Hunter Nen Cross Impact banned in Australia for implied sexual violence.
Let's go.
Damn.
What kind of
Karen listen?
I've never watched Hunter Hunter.
The reason it was banned
is he's a cut. It's obviously he's a cut.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's he's kind of being sexually innuendoed
towards going to Killua. So I'm sure that's what it is.
It was banned by Australia's Everything Board. Like, if you look up the name of the book that banned it, it's literally so long that it's like, why do you not just call it Everything?
Deck 9 Games announces another round of layoffs. Who the hell are you? Deck 9 Games.
Stop it.
They work for Square. They make Life is Strange games.
Mm.
Well, numbers still go up.
Do they? How often can you fire people before your numbers stop going up?
I mean, fire myself.
You can basically never stop and they'll still go up.
I mean, you hire more people when there's the money to do so. Because you'll do good at some point. At least that's the theory. And then when you inevitably can't sustain that success because your board is a bunch of idiots, then when the numbers go down, you just fire people until it actually the numbers went up.
Hey, I mean, labor is the most expensive thing when running a business, so.
Well, if they weren't constantly firing people, they wouldn't have to constantly retrain people.
That too.
But numbers go down.
Numbers go down.
You guys hear Cameron's nonsense, bro?
Only leadership would take
bro,
a
you
cut.
Don't sound like a
good
game
numbers
company.
To
what
go up
heck,
and
Cameron?
You don't lose.
numbers
you have to
go
think
down.
About this as an objectively greedy and money-hungry game company.
Those poor, poor stockholders, dude.
Think about the shareholders, man.
They never had a chance, bro.
What about our stockholders? Who's helping them out, huh?
They don't need any help, for real.
Incredibles stays relevant, dude.
Dude, Incredibles is peak. Top 10 movies of all time.
I love Incredibles. It's the Underminer.
Aha.
Shuhei Yoshida recreates "This is how you share your games on PS4" moment with Stellar Blade Studio Head. Was it with a copy of Stellar Blade?
I believe so. Yeah.
Was this just for the meme, or is Xbox announced something that we missed?
I think this was just for the meme in this case. I think it's been it might have been like a just for the anniversary thing.
Mm.
Of the PlayStation 30th.
Gotcha.
Let's see if I found the thing. No, they did it with a copy of Killzone.
Okay. Update of Concerned Apes Haunted Chocolatier. I did see the new screenshots that he shared.
Yeah, it looks like Stardew.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. He's reusing his engine.
Yeah, I can't blame him.
He first announced this game back in 2021. Isn't that crazy? It's going to be like 2030 before you see this game.
I know.
He's going, yeah.
Especially if he keeps making Stardew content, which I guess I'm not going to complain about, but.
Do I want him to keep adding content to one of my favorite games ever, or make this new
add content to something that may be my favorite game ever? You never know.
True.
Yeah, and he did confirm it's a solo development project. Being coded mostly from scratch with C#.
I mean,
that sounds like not the same engine, just the same art style. Which also kind of makes sense, I guess.
That's interesting that He must want to do something really different if he's like, I can't use the engine again.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he is technically using the same engine. It's still in C#. I think he's just not, like, the engine was never part of it.
That's definitely possible.
Or maybe just each one uses its own engine, but it's almost the same. Just not quite.
Hard to say without official confirmation.
It also could be that he's rewriting his engine, but with all the lessons he learned from making it the first time.
True.
Yeah.
Because that's what Among Us was going to do, and then it popped off, so.
Yeah. Resident Evil Director's Cut. Yeah, I am excited, but I don't want to be excited because I'm not going to see it for another 5 years. Probably.
There's no telling what point of our lives we'll be at by the time it releases.
Oh, man.
Resident Evil Director's Cut PS4, PS5 finally available outside of premium subscription for US. Oh, like the free game or just like to purchase?
You know what? Let's find out. I don't know. I saw this post on r/Resident Evil. Director's Cut. To purchase for $10.
Nice.
Okay. Interesting that it wasn't available before.
Well, if they're going to start putting old games to purchase, that's better than just like... Like, they've got a lot of old games that run. They're just like, oh, but do you have the expensive membership?
No. Die.
Yes, but...
Worthless consumer.
Not the point.
Oh yeah, Wavery 64 is in Nintendo Music. Now, I saw that tweet right before we started recording.
I do kind of find it interesting. Oh shit. You know what I just realized? There was a Tetris event this weekend.
Oh.
Oh dang.
Well, I guess
said we shouldn't play Tetris after me and Cooper were basically begging?
No, that's this week. Tetris is this week. There was a Tetris 99 event, though.
Oh.
Oh, it's still going on. That's crazy.
Well, there you go. Onion of the Week. Man excitedly downloading the wrong Call of Duty.
Hell yeah.
I figured it's Hot Topic with Black Ops 6 being out now and apparently also being a pain on the ass to install. Yikes, dude. If you did that, or if... I know if I did that, I would burn through my data cap. If I had to download 2 Call of Duty games?
No, literally.
That's crazy that you have a data cap. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like 1.2 terabytes. It's normally... It was an issue when we had, like, 4 people living in the apartment or more, but with just Jewel and I, it's fine, even with me downloading a bunch of shit.
This is why Grant doesn't want to download and install games, though.
That's why I was so excited about that feature where, like, if you download something on a Steam Deck and it's already on your PC on the same network, it'll just file transfer. And I learned that's not just with Steam Deck. That's with any computer. If you have multiple PCs on the same network with Steam installed.
Yeah. I think I didn't confirm it, but I think the Switch does the same, so the players can have the same version to play with.
Yeah. Rumors. Publishers reportedly refuse to commit to 2025 until GTA 6 release date gets revealed. What does that mean, commit to 2025? Like, commit to publishing it?
They're too, yes, too scared to announce dates because they don't want to release with GTA and then get decimated.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You know what? Fair. Me too.
Well, they can't wait forever, can they? I guess they can if they want. Yeah. They might run out of money before the game launches, but.
True. Nintendo held off on Advance Wars for what, over a year?
Yeah, but Nintendo is.
Has money.
Nintendo will literally lose money just to not release things. Because Nintendo's a spiteful corporation.
True.
Yes. Need I remind you of them going, yeah, Netflix, let's have a Zelda show. Netflix, hey guys, we're getting a Zelda show. What the fuck? We didn't say you could say that yet. That's bad.
Yeah,
that's
didn't say you could speak.
Yeah. I think that's why Universal is playing it so carefully with Nintendo, dude. They've seen the industry issues and went, we don't want that.
Yeah, we want money.
We like money. Nintendo, big company. Big competitor against Disney using Mario.
According to Sheena BR, Hatsune Miku is coming to Fortnite next year.
Dude, let's go.
Cooper fogging off now.
Oh, yeah, this is solely Cooper news.
It's double actually, Cooper news, honestly.
This is Fast Faye.
That's crazy.
Revives. Miku's in Fortnite. Jess Gordon says no to South of Midnight being at the Game Awards.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, because Microsoft doesn't care about that game. Let's be honest.
Yeah, true.
They can't actually release stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That would make them money. And how are they going to bitch about having to sell a console if they're making money off said console?
Nate the Hate says that Kirby Planet Robobot is coming to Switch next year.
Oh, that's cool.
That feels very reminiscent of the end of the 3DS's life.
I was going to say, I feel like this is deja vu.
But that should mean Amiibo functionality in 2025? Since that game already has Amiibo functionality?
Cool.
Cool.
I guess. Good. Nate the Hate also speculates that the Switch 2 will be announced in late January or early February. After he has heard industry chatter of a May or June release. And has also heard about a Switch 2 blowout event in May. What does that mean?
It means things I can't say on the podcast. I don't know, but if there's one here in Orlando, I'm going, probably. Maybe. I don't know. I will try. Maybe we'll coincide with Super Nintendo World opening.
Maybe.
That'd be cool. It better not. Because I don't have tickets to that.
Okay, finishing topic. This is a good segue into the finishing topic for the week. What do we want to see in the Switch 2? What's the All Night Gamers take on the Switch 2? Now that I've had a Steam Deck, I want to say that I want the Switch 2 to be kind of like a Steam Deck. But Nintendo flavor. Like, you know, it's going to have something unique about it. I just want it more powerful. I want sticks that aren't horrible.
You want a reason to be able to use the Joy-Con and not just be like, oh, well, pro controller, bitch.
I don't even need a reason to use them. I just don't want to be afraid of using them.
For risk that they're real. Going to break or are already broken by the time that you're trying to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I literally have used one of those handheld only Joy-Cons from like Hori or something. Most of the time I'm in handheld mode just because I'm afraid of burning through sticks. So I want to use the cheap one. Mm-hmm. I just like, yeah, I don't, I'm not.
But then you're not using your Joy-Con, which you've spent.
They make these same joysticks. If they want to keep using these same joysticks, they make these that are Hall Effects. Just switch to that. That's good. Literally, you don't even have to change the stick itself. I don't really have a problem with it.
Just an improvement here, please.
Just Hall Effect. That's it.
That's all I'm asking, dude. Just
and
good version of those joysticks.
Yeah, I really the Joy-Con and the lack of power are really my only complaints with Switch.
I would like a return to regular usernames. Like we had on the Wii U.
Probably won't happen.
It won't happen because they're keeping the same online infrastructure, but like, please?
Themes?
Like, why do we get... Themes would be good. That'd be crazy if one of the exclusive things on the Switch 2 is themes. Mm-hmm. What else?
Really, I don't have much issue with the Switch.
If we had issues with it, we would not be playing it as often as we do.
Because, like, it's kind of uncomfortable to play for a long time without a grip.
True.
But also in order to... I mean, you pay that price in order for it to be more portable. It's a trade-off. So, like, and now it's a weird perspective now that I know how big the Steam Deck is. In comparison, the Switch is pretty portable. So, you know, I'd like to see that maintained, I think. What you got, Alex?
It can stay small, but I want a bigger Joy-Con release. Like, it doesn't have to dock. Just give me one for my big hand.
Oh, like
the Wii Remote size.
Just thicker Joy-Con?
Like, ooh, just a bigger one. That's more comfortable.
I would like for games to stop having Joy-Con exclusive bullshit. The Pro...
No, is, that's not happening.
I know it's not happening, but, like... I'm... Like, Jamboree, right? Like, that has Joy-Con exclusive mini games. But it's like, it only uses the gyro. Why are you not using the gyro that is literally in the Pro Controller?
No, some use the Marble HD Rumble, right?
I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to use gyro with a Pro Controller in the instance of like me doing something with one hand. Like, what are you going to do?
Sure.
Hold the controller in the center and do the same thing. Like, I think the point of Joy-Con exclusive is means you have a Wiimote.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I mean, I guess, you know, like, I guess if you want the option, I can't be upset with that. But Nintendo doesn't like options.
Nintendo hates options.
Nintendo hates options. Like, That's something some else games, right? That's like, really stood out with the Steam Deck is the Switch is so bare bones and it's easy to forget how simple it is.
I get it for some games too, like where both Joy-Cons are being used, but like if all I need to do is, you know, waggle the controller because it's you know, some third party game, when why is that a feature in there? But like, I don't know. It's just kind of like tied into Alex's desire for a bigger Joy-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to dock. Just give me something a little more comfortable.
It better still dock. I don't know about you. The dock is critical.
If they went too large with it, I was thinking they
would have to make the screen bigger too, because part of the uncomfortable part of it is that it's too short and too like narrow, like too thin. It's not like wide enough or tall enough, which would make it like they would have to completely redesign the screen, so that they can't do that unless they.
Right, I was just meaning this as like another option, like the Wii, like the Pro controller, but just like a bigger Joy-Con.
So basically, the Hori Joy pads they made, where it's like a controller half, but official, like first party hardware.
Yeah, I feel like it not being able to dock would basically defeat the purpose, though.
That's what I'm saying. But like something like the Hori Joy-Con, you can still dock the Switch with those on it.
Yeah.
So like
something about that size probably.
Yeah, it's basically an Xbox 360 controller cut in half.
Or like those custom GameCube controllers.
Yeah.
No, it can be the shape. I just want it to be more like the Wii Remote in size.
Oh, instead of like length, instead of thickness, you want lengthwise.
Yeah.
Length over width.
I don't know about that, big dog.
Part of the thing is, like, whenever I'm holding a Joy-Con, I feel like I have to pinch it instead of, like, hold it.
Yeah.
The Steam Deck is not much taller than the Switch.
I got some big dog hands, and I can't quite make it work on a Switch controller sometimes, you know?
Yeah, but that's why you don't need...
I guess I don't...
You just need a grip, like you need like a backing to the controller.
That's what I'm saying. I just need like, I don't know. It's like all around too small for me personally. I'd like to see. The only thing is like the width on the top of it, like on the face of it. I like that width, but it needs to be like longer and deeper.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Kind of walked into that, didn't I?
Yeah. What else would I want to change about the Switch? I don't really want much bigger controllers because I kind of like this. I think a strength of the Switch is its portability.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, you know, unless you do something like the Hori pads where like it's Joy-Con that can stay on there when it's docked, then eh. But
I don't know. Just like a bigger controller option, I guess, for like that has the Switch things, I guess, is the big thing. But I don't really know how to describe it fully, what I mean. Karen mentioned themes. Just more games. You're holding on a bunch. Release. More 2D Zeldas.
Well, I have. Yeah, I forgot to bring that up. This did give me finally what I want, which is Wind Waker and Twilight Princess on the toilet. Dolphin runs really well on here.
Grant's literally, fine, I'll do it myself.
Did I send you guys the video of the box that said on the toilet?
Yeah.
That was the box the Steam Deck came in.
That's crazy.
That's hilarious.
Hear me out. An improvement for the Switch 2 is
GameCube Virtual Console.
Oh, no.
Perfect.
That's trash. Only cloud streaming, guys. Only. No other options, just cloud streaming. I think that would be
picked,
peak.
Removed. Okay. Banned.
Banned.
Yeah, I just want cloud streaming.
Just cloud streaming, bro.
I don't want anything but cloud streaming.
But it has to run exactly like the Kingdom Hearts cloud streaming, where there's servers that can max out because too many people are trying to play them at the same time.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Perfect. And only one person a server allowed.
That's crazy.
Cooper said, how can I piss the most people off?
How can we ruin the Switch? You don't know. There's
cloud
one server for clouding. Every game.
Just
one
cloud
server
streaming
for every
will
game.
Piss me off. You don't need to add anything else. It will just piss me off.
That's why Alex doesn't own the Switch versions of the Kingdom
but
Hearts
games.
Technically, you don't own them.
No more physical games. You can only buy digital games. And after a year, you no longer own them. We take them back, and we keep your money.
Wild.
Hear me out.
Dude, they're Cooper's the worst company in the world.
Cooper's spinning facts from the future. That is
I'm
our
just EA.
Future.
I'm
right
just
there.
EA in the future.
Ubisoft.
EA CEO right here.
We could literally run bets for like EA versus Ubisoft. Which one's gonna be the first one to start doing some shit like that?
Cooper. No, literally.
Go spell EA on that.
Dude, they would be like, "Oh, that's it,
like,
bro. You're cooking."
Yeah, you're cooking.
And then make EA actually good.
Wait,
and go psych. Like, sell them on that. And then go psych and do actual good things.
Actual good things. Save the company.
Save the company.
This My first order of business, we're killing Apex. Kill the servers. It's done.
Finally.
Took them long enough.
But honestly, I really just.
It's hard because if the console wasn't good enough as is, we would not be playing it as often. We would certainly not have 6 years of NSO.
That is so true.
Like,
yeah, I mean, literally, my biggest, like, just sticks, Joy-Con that don't break, and hardware that can maintain 30 to 60 FPS.
If the game is going to have one of the flagship characters in it, it should be running, maybe not flawlessly, but like,
pretty
close.
Good at least. Yeah, pretty good at least.
And the fact that, like, Breath of the Wild, which was a Wii U game, was also basically running at the same performance, but, like, slightly better on the Switch, not great.
Also,
Breath of the Wild was a Wii U game.
Breath of the Wild was a Wii U game.
Yes. That's actually the version I've got on my Steam Deck, because you can't really emulate Switch, but you can emulate Wii U. I think somebody else said that to me. Maybe
what?
Tuttle. He was like, wait, Breath of the Wild was on Wii U?
Alex losing his mind, dude.
It's like the NSO music app. It has Breath of the Wild as the first Switch. Yeah, as the first Switch game. Which it is.
But it's also the Wii U swan song. Dude, the Wii U ain't getting any music on NSO. That is almost for sure.
No, dude, that's like...
All is right with the world.
You could still get Nintendo. All right, buddy.
That's like posting photos of your ex on Instagram.
True.
Let's not talk about it.
That is certainly how Nintendo treats the Wii U.
Don't pretend you like it unless you're alone. You can like it when you're alone. But don't let anybody know you like it.
I don't pretend to like it. What are you talking about?
You're lying.
Absolute liar.
And so I do want to bring this up. The Steam Deck is right now not on sale. $400. The estimated price point of the Switch 2 is $400. So I genuinely I think it's reasonable to expect Steam Deck level power. That's not a ton. This is not a super powerful PC. It is 20 watts. So
if it doesn't,
here's
mesh,
the thing: a lot of the rumors we've heard about the Switch 2 is that it will be like PS4 performance.
Yeah,
Say the
Steam Deck can do about that.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, but it at least has to, because especially with everything else on the market, if you're not changing the gimmick drastically, you need to be able to match the performance of everything else on the market to try to maintain your market share.
Yeah, and the Steam Deck is $400 and comes with a 256 gig NVMe drive in it. The Switch is almost certainly not going to come with that, because Nintendo tries to, you know, they cost cut, because for something like storage, Nintendo would rather you
buy your own.
Yeah. Well, also, like, they could put more money into something else. You get worse storage performance, but they can spend more money per unit on the battery or whatever. So, like, I'm okay with that. But if Steam can do it for $400, then I would expect something similar for what they're doing. Not exactly, but I think it's...
We'll have to see, but I do think it's going to be more powerful than the Switch.
Oh, yeah, it will be. And if it's not, I mean, Nintendo is shooting themselves in the head if they did something like that. It's going to be more powerful. They're smarter than
that. I think we'll see, like, DS to 3DS, which was, like, a considerable upgrade.
Yeah.
Wait, can I help?
But, I don't know, it's hard to imagine what I want in a Switch 2, because
it's
modern PC handhelds are just kind of already that.
The what it comes down to, I would say, is just Nintendo is always about their games so much more than, like, their power. Because, like, I remember the internet being like, oh, look at Last of Us 2 with the way they're doing the rope physics. And then here Nintendo is, you know, on a system significantly less powerful doing it in Tears of Kingdom. Like,
how did I know Cameron was going to go to The Last of Us 2 again?
Dude.
Because he has to mention it at least once an
biggest,
episode, bro.
Hater.
You know this.
Yeah. Last of Us 2, biggest hater.
You are not its biggest hater.
Are you the biggest hater?
No. The biggest haters.
Oh, yeah, you're not homophobic, right? You got to be homophobic to really hate that game.
and you had to attack the actresses so badly they get rid of their social media.
Yeah, cyberbully.
Cyberbully the crap out of him. That makes you the biggest hater. I am not the biggest hater, actually.
So yeah, I guess that's a good point. How about a Steam Deck? But I just want to see a new thing.
Innovation.
Yeah, show me something new. I want a Switch, but what else you got? What's some other funky BS you can cook up?
Where's that
take the goddamn IR camera out of the controller. It's stupid thing. No one ever uses that. Spend that money on something else.
You are gonna have it.
Use it. Like, pick one.
Yeah. Why can't I play Rock Paper Scissors yet? You showed that off of the original Nintendo Switch trailer.
I guess it has to have it, right? Because there are games that do use the IR camera.
Ah, fucking. Well, yeah, especially since it's going to be backwards compatible, but, like,
yeah.
Who the fuck is going to be playing 1-2 Switch, you know, or Labo on the Switch 2? I can't, especially Labo, dude. When was the last time you saw Labo available somewhere? Like, back when it released.
Yeah, who cares? That's how long.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the problem. Everything that uses it and uses it decently fell off, like, instantly.
Yeah.
So, like, there, it's kind of hard to cut corners on the controllers when you've already promised to do backwards compatible, and there's so many games that have the, well, maybe not so many, but there's games that require these features. Because, you know, it'd be the same with the NFC support for Amiibo. Like, could they cut corners a little bit and cut the NFC support, sure. But then you lose all that functionality that you've already baked in.
Any final thoughts before we close it out here?
I want the release date.
Steam Deck has satiated me. I'm not as antsy. We'll see how long that lasts.
Later this week. We probably won't see it at the Game Awards. Maybe.
No, I feel like it's
I'm sure Game Awards would have loved to have it, dude.
Yeah.
But this is Nintendo. They will absolutely.
I think we'll see it in January or February.
They do have a direct in February normally.
I mean, we have to see it before the end of March, so.
True. Because otherwise, people are going to be pissed.
That's
because they
said
promised it by April year.
Oh, I got you.
All right.
If it's... Ooh, they should let EA have some creative liberties.
That's crazy.
Be careful with what you ask for, boy.
Well, they already kind of gave EA creative liberties because Doug Bowser.
Uh-oh. This is his first system then, technically, right? Like
first full season,
yes.
Yeah.
Although he probably doesn't have that much say in it, let's be real.
Oh, I doubt it.
He's not part of Japan's leadership. He's like a face on
a
cog.
Oh yeah, dude. What do they call it? Some kind of monarchy? There's a word for it.
He's
like
a duke at best.
Well, like the kind of monarchy where like Britain is now, where like the king and queen are just kind of there.
Yeah.
Like they're for show. It's a certain kind of constitutional monarchy.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yes,
you're bringing in big,
big words. Too big word. Too late. Yeah,
big words and big concepts. And I've been up too long.
Fair enough. Well, that's a great reason to get out of here. We'll catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please share us with a friend. We post every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, I think, actually.
No, it's 7 a.m. Central,
7 a.m.
8 a.m. Eastern.
Thanks. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, youtube.com/StormWindGames. You can find us. Add us on Twitter at AllNightGamersWithAK. What do you want to see out of Switch 2? Are you going to watch the Game Awards? Let us know. And we'll be back, as always, next week for more gaming news, talk, and discussion. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Have a good night.